Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for the last weekday in August. August 30th, a Friday.
And this was the day I kept misnaming the hurricane all day long. I was calling it Damien instead of Dorian. It's Damien, who of course played was a devil movie back in the 1990s. And Dorian is from Picture of Dorian Gray by Oscar Wilde. Dorian's the actual hurricane name. So every time you hear me say Damien.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean Dorian.
So you're in essence setting the autocorrect. So when you say Damien,
that's right.
You hear Dorian. Gotcha.
Don't listen to me. Listen to me.
All right. So we found out the question was, what is more wasteful? Is it overeating food or throwing food that you don't eat out?
All right. One is wasteful. The other impacts your waste.
Yes. So some researchers crammed numbers together, and they estimated the excess body weight for each country's population.
Right.
And then distributed the energy content among foods that are available in those countries.
Right.
And what they found was that the excess body weight corresponds to nearly 140 billion tons of food waste globally. 140 billion tons of food
we waste more by overeating as opposed to throwing it out. But I'm just trying not to throw out food.
Well, here's the comparison. Wealthy countries are estimated to throw out food that is not eaten to be 1.3 billion. So yeah. it's dwarfed by the amount of food that we overeat. And it does bring up a point. You know, we've been brought up to eat everything on our plate. And what I'm learning with parenting classes is that it's the worst thing to do because that leads to eating disorders.
Yeah, that's when we were being overbeat, brought up, right, Janie?
I mean, you know, you used to get the plate when you were little, and it was like you have to eat everything on your plate before you can go play.
Right.
And like currently, psychologically, I still feel that way. And when I've been dieting, I'm watching portion control, and I think to myself, you know what? Because when you go to a restaurant, they give you a large meal, and I did it just last night. I was like, you know what? I can feel myself no longer being hungry.
There you go.
I don't have to finish this. I don't have to eat until I'm stuffed.
And we use smaller plates. I'm like eating off of a tea saucer now.
Saucer. It's interesting you bring that up. I remember watching a program one time, and it was a house that they were renovating in the 1940s. And this to prove a point. And they were like, they went to like one of the regular stores to buy, flatware and plates and everything. The plates would not fit in the cabinets because the plates are too big.
Isn't that something?
But you and I, we just kind of look at the plate as being a normal plate.
Well, you grew up with that, right?
Right. So it shows you since like the 1940s and 50s, our plate has gotten bigger, therefore we're eating more food. So
when you eat out of town too, they give you a smaller portion. And I remember thinking, I'm probably still going to be hungry after this. This isn't enough food. And then sure enough, I was actually just fine.
Yeah, and you know it is tough when you, especially when you're eating out. Do you want to take your leftovers home? I don't, because it's way too much sodium. It's way too much fat and calories and stuff. I'd rather. And I've had my fill. I don't really want to eat this again.
I do use bigger plates though on the nights we have tortillas.
Oh yeah,
because you need to fill it up.
Well, yeah, you got to have room for the entire tortilla.
Yeah,
yeah. So this actually was another study that analyzed the language used in 3.5 million books. And what they found were words that describe the men and women are different. And it kind of explains perhaps the Me Too movement a little bit better.
Yeah, this is sexism on a plate right here.
So what they found were the words beautiful and sexy, the two adjectives used most to describe women.
Right.
The adjectives used to describe men the most include righteous, rational, and brave.
Except for politicians.
Righteous.
Yeah. They also found that the positive and neutral adjectives relating to the body and appearance popped up about twice as often for women than it did for men, while men saw adjectives referring to behavior and personal qualities double. So it really kind of points out that women are just trained from the get-go that you have to be pretty, you have to be sexy, you mm-hmm. have to lure about your appearance.
You have to look like that person in the magazine,
right?
Which
mm-hmm.
has been photoshopped,
right? Versus men, you know, are considered righteous and are told to, you know, behave and act a certain way and don't cry and
right.
be rough and stuff like that. So you can see that this kind of just shows you that it's a long, slow turn.
We're paying the price for that right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been so deeply embedded in the fabric of our society for 100 years, you know? It's like, what are you going to... I mean, longer than that.
Yeah,
so.
It is. But I think we're making some progress. But it seems like we take one step forward and two back. It's kind of like we're making
exactly.
a little bit of progress. So we found a pretty good hack if you are somebody who likes to cook.
That's right. You're cooking dinner, and you've got the recipe on your phone, mm-hmm. and right in the middle of your hands being greasy, the phone goes black because it only stays on for so long. Yeah, but you need to know that next ingredient. You've got to go over and wash your hands and get your phone on again. But Chris found something really cool. You can actually talk to your phone and ask for the contacts, right?
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to put your recipe in your contacts of your phone. You want to put the title of the recipe or whatever you're cooking as the name of it.
Right.
And then in the notes section, that's where you put all the stuff that you need for the ingredients and measurements and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And so if you have a voice-activated AI, like an Alexa or a Siri, you would just say, hey, Siri, contact Meatball. And then what it would do, it would actually bring up the contact for Meatball, which is actually the recipe that you can actually look and see. So every time and keeping your hands free from touching your phone.
And when you say, hey, Siri, your phone will activate itself.
Right.
But sometimes I have to say it a couple times.
She
doesn't always listen to me, and that's all right with me.
And the phone has to be facing upwards. It can't be upside down.
Yeah, I got to do it with your speaker.
Stretch marks.
We've all got them somewhere.
I really do think everybody has them, because you tend to think that it's just women who have had children have stretch marks. That's not true. Mm-hmm. People have been overweight at one time have stretch marks.
I've got some on my thighs from where my butt got bigger and then smaller, and then now it's bigger again. I'm sure I'll have more next time I lose weight.
You've got bodybuilders that bulk up and they get stretch marks. You've got adolescent teens when they grow quickly, they get stretch marks as well. And they can be kind of embarrassing for some people. I totally get it. But here's the thing. Everybody has it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But if you do want to worry about it, realize that there have been numerous studies out there that show over-the-counter products designed to reduce the appearance of stretch marks simply do not work.
So the creams don't work, but the ones that do work are really expensive and they don't work that well.
They don't. They say the only cream that actually works is going to be the one that contains retinols or Retin-A, stuff like that. Because what that does is that actually it inflames the skin enough to where
collagen comes,
to the rescue, thinking that the skin's been damaged. And that's kind of how it works also with laser treatment.
Yeah, and that microneedling thing. You're actually hurting the skin, and then collagen is the result of it trying to repair itself.
Yeah, but it is costly. Like you said, laser treatments can cost anywhere from $1,500 to $2,600 per session. And then you're talking anywhere from $300 to $700 for the microneedling per session.
That's got to be painful.
And for that amount of money, you would tend to think, hey, it's done forever, right?
Nope.
Not necessarily. They say even with laser and microneedle treatments, it is difficult to get more than a 50% improvement.
Mm.
So if you're getting 50% improvement, that's a home run in their books. And that's probably, I don't know, maybe it's enough for you, but...
not for the money. And honestly, I don't know, especially if there aren't very many... I just don't see. It's whatever for me. But maybe
I point
don't
out
care
that
enough.
Beauty is a light switch away.
It is. Plus, I'd rather spend $1,800 on a cat wheel that uses a laser light.
Yeah, like we talked about yesterday.
I would like that.
That's a value.
Eat more pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting into that season where pumpkin is on the tips of everyone's tongue.
But
and usually,
we don't eat them. We carve them and put a candle in them and then throw them out when they get gooey.
I've stopped doing jack-o'-lanterns because I feel so bad about taking this poor thing that a farmer has, put seed and water and tilled and everything, and then I just cut it and throw it away.
And didn't they tell us not to play with our food? And that's exactly what we're doing.
So here is some good news regarding the pumpkin. Yeah, you really should include it in your meal because it has a rich in vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, potassium, which is good for your body. Pumpkin seeds are great as a snack. Just an ounce of them has 5 grams of fiber and 126 calories. That's pretty good.
And watching a baseball coach with a handful of seeds, just hell on those things without touching them. That's an art form right there. Congratulations, Coach.
Yeah, I do wonder how that's how good that is. And then they say just the only thing to be careful is that any sort of canned pumpkin or, you know, pumpkin filling, pie filling, generally that has a lot of added sugar. Just make sure you're reading the label to make sure you're not getting that. And then this is interesting. The car that receives the most speeding tickets is one that you probably would say, yeah, you get a speeding ticket.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't know what this was. I looked it up, and it looks like it's going 100 miles an hour when it's just sitting there. It's got one little wing in the back. It's canted. It's got a hood scoop on it. And it is the what?
It's the Subaru WRX.
And they get more speeding tickets than any other car on the road, according to an Insurance Institute study.
Yeah, they looked at 1.6 million quote requests, and what they found was about 11% of the people who have responded said that they have a speeding ticket on their record, currently on their record. If you drive a Subaru WRX, that number jumps to 20%.
Whoa!
Have a speeding ticket currently on their record. Number two on the list is the Scion FRS, which is the more glorified version of my TC.
Yeah.
That's 19%. Volkswagen GTI, 16, almost 17%. And then the Hyundai Genesis Coupe, about 15.75%.
See, that's why you need to drive a Ferrari or something, because they're not on the list. Maserati, all these guys.
Well, if you think about this, they're cheap sports cars. And who buys cheap sports cars? Young men. Uh-huh. Young men think that they're 10-foot tall and bulletproof for the most part.
Testosterone behind the wheel.
And speed limits don't apply to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you put all, and I can say that because I was 10-foot tall and bulletproof, and I had so many tickets that I couldn't go back to traffic school for a time. I had to wait 7 years for one of them to fall off.
I don't call it traffic school. I call it a graduate course in driving.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know the only thing that saved me on the traffic school is one of them was in California, and the states don't talk to each other.
Oh, okay, thank
goodness. Thankfully, the last ticket I got, really should have stayed on my. I shouldn't have been able to go to driving school, but because it was in California, it wasn't.
So now you're in Florida. Where are you moving next, Chris? What's next, buddy?
I'm moving. I'm getting a P.O. box in Georgia. I guess.
There you go.
So there we go. That's our show for today. Stay safe from Dorian, otherwise known as Damien here, but it is actually Dorian.
When the storm goes, when we're done with it, I'll finally get it right.
Yeah, but we will. We'll be here. Make sure you are listening on the radio.com app. Make sure you favorite 98.5 KTK and ask for the push notifications to be enabled. That's how we get the information to you. Okay.
And we are on 24 hours a day. When the storms hit, we're here with a marathon broadcast for you. We'll tell you everything.
Yep. Right, you guys are rock stars.
You are too, Miss Pope. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
ABC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.